Hello guys, my name is Alina and I'm from PT Tutorials Osir Group. A warm welcome to every one of you, and in this COVID situation, I hope you are safe and healthy. In this particular video, I'm going to talk about the 11 most important integrated tasks of PT exams. As we know, there are 20 tasks in PT exams, but out of those 20 tasks, there are some of the tasks which are giving us the score for more than one communicative skills. What are the communicative skills? Speaking, reading, writing, and listening. But out of those 20 tasks, there are 11 tasks which are giving us the score for two communicative skills. Just have a look. This is the list of the tasks which have integrated tasks. Like read aloud, it gives the scores for speaking and reading. Repeat sentences, speaking and listening. Retell lecture, speaking and listening. Answer short questions, speaking and listening. All of this 11 are giving the scores for two of the modules or two of the communicative skills. Apart from this, there are few enabling skills in PT exams. How many enabling skills are there in PT exams? There are six in the scorecard and two are there separately, which are helping us to grab the good score in the communicative skills. What are those enabling skills? That is grammar, oral fluency, pronunciation, spelling, vocabulary, and written discourse. These are the enabling skills which are mentioned in the scorecard. Remaining two are content and form. They are not included in the scorecard, but they are working as a backend and helping us to grab good score in the communicative skills, which are those, the speaking, listening, reading, and writing, as I said. All right, the very first task is read aloud. In the exam, it looks something like this. All right, so there will be 40 seconds to speak out this particular answer, but before that, they will give us 40 seconds for preparations as well. While we are preparing, what we have to take into consideration, then it is this. Always try to work on three things: content, fluency, pronunciation. Whatever the passage you are speaking, speak it confidently, without any hesitation, without any fumble, and have 5 on 5 very easily in the fluency. For pronunciation 5, speak it clearly. For content 5, make sure that you are not omitting, inserting any of the word or anything from the passage, not even singular or plural errors, like student or students, right? Analysis or analyze, right? So that errors must be avoided. All right, jumping to the repeat sentences, that is the second most integrated task of PT exams, and it gives the score for speaking and listening. Why so? Logic is very simple. We will get the audio and then the answer time. We have to listen to that particular audio and speak out the answer. What will be there in audio? There will be one particular sentence, as they say, that is the repeat sentence. So there will be a sentence. How many words? Might be 8 words. If it's difficult, 12 words. More than that, 17 or 18 words in that particular audio. Apart from that, we have to speak out the exact sentence. Why exact sentence? Because we are getting the scores in the content. If we speak 75 to 100% of the words in sequence, have 3. 50 to 75, have 2. 25 to 50% of the words in sequence, have 1 mark. And that's why, if you are desiring a score of 79 plus, definitely 2 or 3 is needed. 2 will work for the complex sentences, means bigger sentences, and 3 will work for the simple sentences. For 65 plus, yeah, fine. If you're grabbing good score, like 2, 2.5 is the average, that's good. For 50 plus, yeah, fine, 1.5 and 2 is the average content you must have in repeat sentences. Why good content? Because we want to have good score in the listening module. Just like that way, when we are speaking the sentence, speak it confidently. You might be confused sometimes that whatever I'm uttering, is it in the sequence or not? Is it like those words were included in the sentence or not? Fine, just don't worry about it. Speak it confidently, clearly, naturally, have good score in fluency and pronunciation. Even if sometimes you're not aware about the content, even if you're not sure about the contents, you are able to just grab 2 or 3 words from that particular complex sentence, fine. Just try to have good score or great score in the fluency and pronunciation. So this was about the repeat sentences. Here are the few important tips. Don't ever try to copy the accent. Just try to mimic the tone wherever the guy is taking the pause in the repeat sentences. You as well try to take the pause over that place only. All right. Implement different strategies. You can remember the sentence in different ways. Students are using the book while remembering the sentence. They are just jotting down something in the book and then remembering the sentence. Fine, you can go with any of the strategies in the repeat sentence. All right, the very third important task, which is integrated again, is retell lecture. What it does, have a look, that is, there will be one particular audio. On the basis of the audio, we have to speak out the answer. The audio can be of approximately 45 seconds. It can go till 2 minutes as well. After listening to the audio, you have to speak immediately within 8 or 10 seconds the answer. What will be the answer? You just have to retell whatever was there in the lecture. And that's why the name is Retell Lecture. Right? What we have to speak, we will definitely speak definitely the words of the audio only. But how? In a systematic way, in a proper formation of the sentences, in a proper framing of the sentences, and considering somewhat of the grammar and logical flow as well a bit. All right, how much seconds we have to speak? We have to speak approximately for 40 seconds. We will try not to speak for entire 40 seconds. Try to speak for at least 90% of the time, that is 36 seconds or 35 seconds. Why to speak more? The more you speak, definitely you will be trying to grab more content, and then you will try to insert those content in the audio answer. And that's why it will help you to have great score towards the content. See? Content. Why? Because that is the enabling skill of retell lecture. The three enabling skills would be content, pronunciation, and fluency. Fluency is nothing but speaking like a native speaker, clearly, without hesitation, and without any sort of fumbles. Pronunciation, uttering each and every word of the audio clearly. Open the mouth a bit more, speak out clearly. Don't just speak in rhythm. Don't just speak with high tone or low tone. Speak it confidently. Even if you're not able to read your own words, what you have taken in the book, just try to speak it a bit clearly so that at least, even if the word is wrong, your pronunciation doesn't go down. Content might go down. All right? Content is 90% of the audio answer of yours must be the content, right? As we will be taking the content from the audio, how it must be taken vertically so that each and every word gets, we can just focus on those words clearly when we are just speaking of the answer. The content words can be the keywords, like the most important words of the audio. Okay, never ever grab the words from the audio which are difficult to pronounce, because at last you only have to speak those words. So it's better take the words which you can speak it very clearly and easily. This is the things, these are the important points. You can use the template. 90% of your answer must be the content. Quick note taking. Don't just go on the thing that you will just understand the lecture. No, just try to take, listen, take, listen and take the words. That's the ultimate strategy in the retell lecture. All right, jumping to the next task, that is answer question. It gives us the score for speaking and listening and how it looks. Here it is. You will hear a question. Please give a short and simple answer. There must be just few words. One word, two word, three word, not more than that. Audio will be a question. You have to speak the answer. Immediate answer giving is needed. If you just go into the process of thinking about what the possible answer can be, the timer will go off. You will not get the scores. As you will not get the scores, your vocabulary will be down, your speaking and listening will be down, and here are the few tips. Questions will be very easy. 50 to 70% will be very basic level of questions, which you have heard in your life somewhere sometime. Multiple answer must be avoided. Don't ever skip the question as well. Why? Because we are not getting the negative marking for the wrong or skipped questions. It's just a zero, so either you speak it or you don't speak it, you will get zero if the answer is wrong. So it will give the score towards the writing and reading module, and there will be a length of the passage would be somewhere near 200 to 350 or 400 words. On the basis of the passage, we have to write a particular answer in the box. In the box, when we are writing the answer, definitely what we have to consider, how many words we are writing, and that's the form. Whatever the sentences we are writing, is it grammatically correct or not? That's the grammar. If we are writing any of the stuffs in the sentences, those particular words or the content, is it from the passage or something outside the passage? That's the content. Whatever sort of words we are using, is it getting repeated in nature, or is it like we are using good lexical resources or not? And that's the vocabulary. So these are the enabling skills of the summarized written text. Here are the few very, very important tips, and that is 2 minutes for reading, 5 minutes for writing, and 3 minutes for proofreading or checking. Those last 3 minutes are very important, because in those last 3 minutes, you'll be doing the proofreading in terms of preposition, punctuation, tenses, article errors, spelling errors. 5 very, very important things you will be checking in the last 3 minutes. You can use any sort of formal connectors, because formal writing is needed in the entire PT exams for the writing module. So the connectors can be moreover, additionally, whereas, therefore, anything you can use it. All right, let's jump to the filling the blanks, which is another integrated module. It gives a score towards the reading and writing. Simple logic, why reading and writing? Because there would be five, see, over here, yep. So there will be one passage. For each of the option will have, for each of the blank will have 4 options. Those 4 words can be synonym in nature, a bit related, somewhat same suffix, somewhat same prefix, might be in terms of adjective or adverbs, same suffix in terms of the previous article might be, right. Apart from that, it will consider the verb forms, the parts of speech. Lots of things are included in the reading and writing fill in the blanks. Vocabulary is a somewhat like 20-30% important. Remaining is the grammar and understanding. These 3 aspects are very important in reading and writing fill in the blanks. What are the things which we need to consider? Is this. We'll get +1 mark for each correct answer. We'll get 0 for the skipped response. Should we skip it? Never. Why? Because if the response is wrong also, if I just select the answer as observation, right? So I will get 0 if that is wrong. I'll get +1 if that is right. So never ever skip the blank. That is not one of the logical thing to do. All right, it will consider a few of the things, all right, but not as an enabling skill. Grammar is considered in reading and writing from the blanks, but not as an enabling skills. It is considered inside so that you can just select the answer very perfectly. In particular passage, there might be 4 blanks, 5 blanks, or 6 blanks, depends on the length, depends on the level of the question as well. What we need to consider when we are doing the reading and writing fill in the blanks is having some theoretical information is mandatory. Basic learning of the grammar is needed. What sort of grammar we need to learn? That's parts of speech, parallelism, subject-verb agreement, infinitive and gerunds, modifiers, conditional tenses, modals, tenses of all active voice and passive voice of question 1 and question 2, and all the 12 and into that. So 72 formats of tenses. This theoretical information will help you to be confident in selecting any of the answer. Just like example, if we just go with that. All right, over here. So I know that the first word is in terms of plural. All the words are plural. Why? Because of the requirement of it. And it says about the noun over there. Financial observation is there. Verb is not in there. Financial. So we need a noun over there. So understanding of the parts of speech is helping us over there. Brand name and something. So this the and after and whatever is there, it is just the synonym word for the brand name, right? So these are the basic understanding which will help us to have great score in the reading and writing fill in the blanks. All right. As you can see over here, just a minute. So sorry for that. All right. So what are the different tips for filling the blanks, reading and writing? You will need to devote at least 1.5 to 2 minutes per question. Almost 90% of the blanks must be correct to grab 79 plus. You need to just focus on this particular grammar concepts. These are the concepts which I've written over here. Apart from that, the other important tips is don't leave the blank empty. Attempt it even if you're not sure of any of the answer. Read the sentence which has a blank carefully. No negative marking are there, so please don't skip the question. For vocabulary, learn the below concepts, that is suffix and prefix, origin of the words. These are the very two important concepts if you want to learn vocabulary from anywhere or any sort of. You know how I build the vocabulary is on the basis of the keywords or hints, right? In the basis of the illusions or imaginations, you can remember the vocabularies very easily. All right, so this is how it looks. Fine. Now we will jump to the summarize the spoken text, which is again an integrated task. It is giving this score for writing and listening. Why so? Summarize means write something. Spoken text means the audio. And that's why it gives the score for listening and writing. How it looks, this here it is. So there will be a short lecture. Write the summary on the basis of that particular lecture in 50 to 70 words. If you write more than 70 words, and less than 50 words, you will get 0 out of the entire score, that is 10 marks for each of the summarized spoken text. How are they giving us 10 marks for each of the summarized spoken text? 2 for content, 2 for form, 2 for grammar, 2 for vocabulary, and 2 for spelling. Content is nothing but the words of the audio. Form is nothing but writing at least 4 or 5 sentences, keeping the balance between simple and complex sentences, and writing approximately 50 to 70 words. Grammar is articles, tenses, preposition, punctuation error must not be there. Vocabulary is nothing but using some academic collocations and avoiding the repetition of the words. Spelling is nothing but avoiding the spelling errors. Alright, so here it is how it looks. Those functions of cut, copy and paste can be used internally. So from the first line, if I just want to cut something and paste it somewhere else, I can do that thing internally in the particular answer as well. All right, the next task is listening, filling the blanks, which is giving us the score for listening and writing. Definitely listening, because it is the listening, filling the blanks. It is going to give us the score for listening. But why so writing? Because definitely as listening is there, we have to listen to the audio. On the basis of the audio, some words are kept as the blank. In that particular blank, we just have to insert that particular word. There would be just one word. All right, not more than one word won't be there as the answer. So make sure that when you are listening to the audio, focus a bit more towards the audio so that you can grab the word very easily. There are many cases possible in listening, filling the blanks. Like students do ask that if I don't know the answer, like the answer was regions, I don't know the answer, should I just write rather than regions, should I just write area or something? Or can I just write regions with a wrong spelling? All right, whatever it is, don't make spelling error. Don't skip the blank. Just two things. Don't make spelling error. Don't skip the blanks. The logics are a bit different towards it. Why we do this thing and that. But there are a few important tips. You can use either box strategy or book strategy. Box strategy means listen to the audio, directly write in the blank. Book strategy. Jot down first of all in the book and then write it in the blank. But a bit of focus is needed in both of the strategy. Now when you're writing in the box, are you using the mouse cursor again and again to just jump from the one blank to the another? Then that's not good. We should always use the tab button to just jump from one blank to another one. That's what will happen, distraction. Book strategy, you're writing it somewhere, like one word is there, second one is there, nope. This is creating the problem. Write it in always a vertical format. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that way. If you are looking down in the book, jotting it down, again looking at the screen, and then listening to the audio, what will happen? Distraction. When you're using the book strategy, never ever bow down your head and focus on just writing. Nope. Always look at screen constantly for all the words. When you listen to any of the particular word, just move your hands. Don't look at what you are writing. Alright, 90% accuracy is needed for 79 plus. Spellings are considered. They are very, very important. These are the problems which students do face in the listening from the blanks. Fast audio is the problem. The blanks are very, very close to each other. Difficult accent and speed, and these are the problems for the listening filling the blanks. Alright, so just jumping to the highlight incorrect words, what it does, listen to the audio, just mark the words which are not as per the audio. Here it is, listen to the audio, mark the words. Like in the audio there would be, when explorer Roald Amundsen sit out rather than set out. So this is the word to find. No, they say to search. So select the word find. So these are the words wherein we need to take care that we are selecting the words which are not as per the audio. So this is a very easy task. This is the audio, just select it. Move the cursor along with each and every word. This will help you to maintain the focus. Here are the important tips. The audio will be fast if possible. In the preparation as well, use the fast audio only. If confused for any of the answer, don't select it. Reason is very simple. We have negative marking over here. So if the answer was find only rather than search in this particular question, if the answer was find only and I just selected it because I thought that the answer would be search, right? So this will lead to negative marking. So I'm grabbing one score from set and I'm just giving out the scores for the word find. So this is ultimately zero score for me. Why? Plus one and minus one because of the wrong answer. And it goes till what? It goes till zero, not beyond zero. So if you have two correct answers and three wrong answers, it won't lead to minus one. It will lead to zero only. It will be in the whole numbers. All right. The length of the question can be 30 to 90 seconds. So the more the complex the audio would be, the more time it might take and you might end up having less time in the write from dictation. All right. Use the mouse pointer to move along with the words of the audio and the passage. Here are the few important tips which you need to consider. Strategy is nothing but focus on the audio, move the cursor along with the words. This is very, very important task that is write from dictation. Reason being very simple. In just 10 or 15 seconds, you can have 10 or 12 scores. Why so? Because write from dictation has task something like this. You will hear a sentence, type the sentence exactly whatever you heard in the provided box. So in the box, we have to write exact sentence. Listen to the audio very carefully. Just try to just, when you are listening to the sentence, you can just write something in the box as well so that you don't miss out the entire sentence. You might remember the first half, write that thing. You might remember the last half, you can write it afterwards along with the sentence. You can use the book as well for writing the sentence. Once you are done with the entire sentence, just proofread it that the first letter is capital. In the end, there is a full stop. You're inserting proper words in proper sequence. There is no spelling errors. And this will help you grab good scores easily. Why so? Because one word, one mark. No, the task gives you one word, one mark. No, in summarized written text, we have to give 10 minutes to just grab 7 marks. In summarized spoken text, we have to give 10 minutes to grab 10 marks, right? Considering the enabling skills. But in write from dictation, in 10 seconds, just 10 or 12 marks easily, right? There would be 3 to 5 questions. This is the last task of the entire listening module. Make sure you have a spare time of at least 7 to 8 minutes to complete 3 to 5 questions. All right. For the wrongly added words, no marks will be deducted. So don't worry if by mistake you wrote universities rather than university. That's fine. But the spelling must not be incorrect of the university. That's for sure. Because ultimately, spelling and grammar are the key, they are very, very important, So they are very important for the writing module, right? So when you do any of the error in grammar and spelling, definitely the scores will get reduced in the writing module, right? Be careful with the apostrophes. Don't insert it anywhere when you think that, this can end up with an apostrophe. Nope, just don't insert it. Avoid the spelling errors, have a proper sentence structure. That's the only thing for write from dictation. Focus on the audio and write the exact sentence. This is the very last task of the thing of those 11 important integrated tasks, and that is highlight correct summary, one of the very easy tasks. Why? Listen to the answer and just have the summary. Summary is already provided. You don't have to write it down. Nope. You just have to listen to the audio and just select which one can be the perfect summary, which has introduction, body and conclusion, which has the important points of the audio. Alright, so along with the audio, what you can do is just jot down the important points in the book. Don't write just like a written lecture and summarize written text. Don't take the keywords in that pattern. No, in highlight correct summary, take the keywords just for the understanding purpose to make a proper storyline. And just to select the answer which has the perfect summary. Alright, here are the tips. Approximately 7 to 10 seconds before the audio starts, so read the most repeated keywords in the options. So in all the options, Australian is coming a lot of times. So yeah, this can be one of the important keywords. Audio will be very lengthy at times, so it's difficult to retain the information. So take few keywords, key notes if possible. Try to make a storyline. You need to choose the correct or right summary, which will have introduction, body and conclusion. Alright, so this were the 11 important integrated tasks of PTE exams. I hope this video was informative for you guys. In the next coming videos, I'll be just working on towards each and every task. So I will just pick out the read aloud. Then we will just go into the details that how we should attempt it. I will just give the sample answers for that as well in this entire particular series. Thank you so much. You can join to me in the Telegram group. You can just enroll for the online classes provided by me for the one-to-one sessions. And definitely for any of the doubts, just connect to PT Tutorials. Thank you so much.